From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Here is some breaking news. So today, the NBA schedule comes out, right? Everybody's geeked about it. Oh, by the way, the Brewers just dropped their 2020 schedule on us. Guess who the Brewers... I love this. The Brewers open up at home. The Brewers open up at home on March 26th. How early is that? That's a week and a half earlier than normal. And the Cubs. A 1:10 start time on Thursday, March 26th. They open up with the Chicago Cubs. It's a three-game series. They're off on Friday, and then, which is weird. And then they play the 28th and the 29th. 28th is a 6:10 start time, and the 29th is a 1:10 start time. And then on Monday, the 30th, here come the Cardinals. Talk about getting off to a fast start. The Brewers open up their 2020 season on March 26th at 1:10 against the Chicago Cubs and follow at home, and then follow that up with a series against the St. Louis Cardinals before then going on the road and going to Philadelphia for the same thing, where they play the Phillies to open up the Phillies home opener on that Thursday, April 2nd. At 2:05, they're off then on Friday, and then they have two more games at on Saturday and Sunday. And then they go to Cincinnati before then they come back home for a, an eight-game homestand. And they take on the Mets and the Phillies, and then the Mets again on the road, and then after that, you're off and running. But the Brewers open up their 2020 season against the Chicago Cubs. How about that? There you go. Opening day, Miller Park, baseball season, Cubs, how we looking? What is the over and I would start setting the over and under now at 14 for fights, drunken brawls. Do you think? Depending on how this season ends, it could go up or down. But I'm going to start it at 14. And I'm talking minor skirmishes all the way up to the ones that are caught on video to where you go, you got people, girls are in the background, you know, screaming and yelling. Girls are maybe, did you ever see that video of the girls, the Cubs fans, the girls beating the hell out of other girls?
No, that's awful.
go Google it. Female girl Cub fan or something like that fight or something. It was all over Facebook and I think it was YouTube maybe. But yeah, it was all over the place. And there it is. Just female Cub fans brawl in the stands and fight security and others. Yeah. Go find that. Girl Cubs fans. There's hair pulling. Now, is it White Sox fans? Who is that? It looks like it's at Miller Park.
No, I see a White Sox jersey.
Is it a White Sox jersey? Yeah. Maybe it was between the White Sox? Yeah, it was. It was between them and the White Sox. But yeah, it's titled Just Another Day at the Ballpark. And it's all girls. It's all girls. And what cracks me up is they all have their head down. None of them are looking at each other. They're just grabbing hair and swinging. Security comes down. They're fighting security. Look at the security guard. He's just throwing women off to the side. One security guard's grabbing one like he's in. Let's just put it this way. There is not one that is really, okay, let's be honest, it's all guys here, right? Quality beef, should we put it? They're beefy, but the security guard's taking the Cubs fan down like she's a big old oak tree.
They're grabbing hair left and right, man.
He's putting cuffs on her. Oh, look at that, whipping the cuffs out. You got to see this. I got to retweet this. You got to see this video. This is just amazing. Where is this? I gotta do this.
You know, you always got to duck your head down, Bill, when you get in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago girls, they always go for hair.
Yeah, I got to do this. Yeah. David White is the guy that videotaped it and posted it on Twitter. Hopefully I retweeted. Did I retweet that? I don't know if I retweeted it. I'll get it out there. It's an amazing brawl. So as we sit here today and we start talking about opening day, and if you're just tuning us in, we're talking about this because opening day is March 26th, 2020, and the Brewers will be taking on the Chicago Cubs. Maybe the rivalry between the Cubs and the Brewers is nowhere near as heated as the North side and the South side. Maybe it's an American League thing. South siders got a little more roughness to them, right? North siders have a little more drunken money sophistication, is if you want to call it that. Not that they're sophisticated, it's just drunken money. They're a little, because the South siders just want to, they want to bring you in. Yeah, we know you have more money than us, but we just want to kick your ass, right? North siders are like, yeah, so I'm going to go, until all of a sudden they spend their money and they drink, and it's like, I'll tell you what, and then they get mouthy. So, it's a big old brawl, man. It took place down there at, what is that called now? U.S. Cellular Field?
Oh, it's like the worst name.
What
stadium.
Is it? No, they changed the name again, didn't they?
They switched it? I haven't heard the new
one. It's like something Old Comiskey, U.S. Cellular, craptastic place to come and see a baseball game, dumbass name of a stadium type of thing. I can't remember, though.
I'm seeing Guaranteed Rate.
Guaranteed Rate.
Guaranteed Rate Field.
That's what it is. They changed it again.
And yeah. It looks like all 20 of the White Sox fans in Chicago were in that fight, so that's pretty brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good. You don't see that kind of fight out of women. Now, granted, a lot of hair pulling, but the fact that they were going after the security guards, and that security guard, he takes this one girl just slowly. You got to see it. I got to repost this thing. I'll do it during the break. This one security guard is trying to handcuff this girl, and as he's doing it, she's falling, like somebody is chewing at her base. And she's slowly falling like a big, chunky oak tree in the middle of the forest. And it's not going down fast. It's like... And all of a sudden, she lands in between the seats. He just couldn't... Get your big ass up! You know, he couldn't hold her up. Come on! You know. And they're just still going at it. And they're fighting the security. They're all going to jail. I don't know if they got enough cuffs to go around. They're all going to jail. But it was... I watched it, and I'm like, nobody got hurt because it's just great. Their heads are down. They're not even looking at us. Like, I can't get you. I'm hitting something and get out my hair. Do you have any idea how long it took me to straighten this? And all, you know, that's what it is. I have had a lot of pleasure out of that. So, 14 is what I'm saying. Opening day against the Cubs. Can't wait to see what kind of an alcohol-fueled hijink show that's going to bring to Miller Park. That is from our buddy Corey, who just tweeted me, @Bill_Michaels. You can get a hold of us there as well, @Bill_Michaels. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll reset the show. I'm going to try to go grab that and post it because it was just craptastic. So hang in there. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We're back after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Okay, it's posted. There you go. #Hashtag get off my hair. Every time I watch that, I watch the one girl in the Cubs jersey. She just goes down like gravity just has no real effect on her. She's the heftier one. Well, I can't really describe her that way. She's the larger. I like the girl that gives the other girl a shove from the top of the stairs, and she almost loses her drawers and her guts hanging out. She's trying to hitch up her pants. It's just, oh, #Hashtag get off my hair. Oh, God. I'll snatch your weave. Don't you mess with me. Oh, God. That's hilarious. So anyway, I retweeted it. If you want to go and watch it, feel free to. You know what? It makes for great lunchtime viewing. It really does. It makes you two things. One, It just gives you a giggle in the middle of your day. It's a Monday, you're back in the office, you just want to giggle a little, okay? And the second thing is, it just makes you feel so much better about yourself, right? You know, you just look and say, there, but for the grace of God, I never want to be like her or it or them, whatever. So, anyway. Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, love that. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. That's the that's the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Milwaukee Talk line. You can hit us up on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can also find us on the Facebook fan page. Make sure you look for the blue check mark there. It's facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, and keep going from there. You're good to go. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin. They have a 98% success rate. So if you're suffering from it, or maybe your partner is, or know somebody who is, just tell them. Say, give them a call. It's that simple. Just give them a call. Go ahead and give them a shout. 414-455-4451. They have a 98% success rate. That's the medical experts over at Neumel Medical. They can help you out with low T treatments as well if you're looking for more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina. Or then there's the all-in-one weight loss program, and that works. I mean, guys just aren't dealing with stuff in the bedroom. It's out of the bedroom, too. You want to look better. You want to feel better. You want to have energy. You want to have the ability to do whatever it is you want to do without pain, without worrying about huffing and puffing. Go ahead and give them a call. 414-455-4451. That is our friends over at Neumel Medical. All right. So this is from Caro. Caro writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I am worried about this Packers team because, and then lists reasons. One, Aaron Rodgers still has somewhat of an attitude. I'm not sure he's fully adapted to what's going on in Green Bay. I don't know what that statement is, but I'll come back to it. Number two, will the defense be better with Kevin King and Oren Burks out? I don't think so. How are we already going to have these two spots to fill, and we haven't even had game one yet? Not overly concerned about Kevin King, more so concerned about Oren Burks, by the way. Number three, this one I find very blanketly funny, but bad in the same sense. Jimmy Graham stinks. Jimmy Graham doesn't stink. Okay, I'm just throwing it out there. Jimmy Graham is just a player who is not the same player he was when he was catching passes from Drew Brees. Okay, I'm looking for Jimmy Graham to have, I don't want to say a bounce back year, but just a better year. You know, he's nicked up last year. He seems to be more energized and enthusiastic and ready to go. And we want to see that combination of Jimmy Graham going into the end zone and Aaron Rodgers being able to throw one to the apex and him going up and getting it. That's what I'm hoping.
Stay positive, Bill.
I'm trying. I'm staying positive. Hey, Mike McCarthy chiming back. Mike's always listening.
I'm impressed.
Still living in Green Bay. There you go. This one, number four, Mike Pettine's scheme. Have other teams figured it out? Really? Really? Mike Pettine was under Rex Ryan for years. He was in Buffalo. He was in Cleveland. Look, his defenses have always been pretty good. Last year, the defense got better under Mike Pettine. This is year two. I expect more guys to know it, to understand it, to get it, to know right place, right time, to then matriculate that down, pass it along to the younger guys. So, no, I'm not worried about Mike Pettine's scheme. Put it this way. There's only so much you can do in the National Football League, right? Come on. There's only so much. I mean, pretty much everything's been done at one point or another. We've pretty much seen it all. Now it's how you use it, when you use it, and the matchups you have. Okay? And then number five. Matt LaFleur is young. It always takes a young head coach a couple of years to get acclimated. I don't expect anything out of Matt LaFleur this year. You are woefully underestimating this team. Maybe to the good, because if your expectations are the basement and anywhere up is good then, right? But I don't know if some of your takes are on the nose. Now, the Kevin King thing I do understand, because Kevin King has been injured in the past and has not had the ability to consistently to stay healthy. So completely understand that. But right now, Kevin King is not injured. Kevin King is, for a precautionary reason, not taking the field, which you can kind of call the same, I guess. If he's not out there, he's not out there. But he's not out there in preseason. If he's not out there continuously in regular season, then it becomes problematic. So we'll wait and see. The Aaron Rodgers thing, I want to come back to. He has not taken to what's going on in Green Bay. Okay. Without making that a broad, crazy, stupid statement, okay? Because it's a very broad brush when you paint it that way. Aaron Rodgers has taken to what's going on in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, there's way too much being made of the Aaron Rodgers-Matt LaFleur relationship, okay? I believe that. These two guys haven't played in game one yet together. They're working out philosophies and ideas, and they're taking the best out of the best from each other. And because, look, it doesn't behoove either one to be stubborn. It doesn't work for either one to, you know, Matt LaFleur is the head coach, okay? He's the guy that's putting a stamp on the organization, and he's doing it his particular way. But he would be an idiot if he comes in and tries to wrangle Aaron Rodgers and say, you're doing it my way, you shut up. He would be a moron, okay? He's not that way. Even the dumbest head coach in the National Football League wouldn't do that. Okay, so I'm not worried about that. Matt LaFleur is just trying right now to navigate the minefield that is a veteran, Hall of Fame-bound, smarter-than-the-average Bear quarterback. He's just trying to work it out. And he's doing it under the microscope of the national media. So everything that is said is analyzed. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers, he can smile, he can smirk, he can be condescending, he can be jovial, he can be a little bit of Aaron. And he's changed. Look, there's no doubt about that. Aaron Rodgers has changed. His tone has changed. His voice inflection, his demeanor, I mean, things have changed. Okay, just in the words that you hear and the way they are stated. But I like the fact that there are times that Aaron Rodgers, when he does let his guard down, he shows the side that everybody got to know early on in his career. So there is still that Aaron there. He just wants to win. Aaron Rodgers' legacy is going to be forever tied to the number of Super Bowls he brings to Green Bay. He wants to win. And he knows that window is not large. So he just has to understand that he can't always win his way. And as long as he's open-minded, they're going to be fine. So when you say he doesn't realize what's going on in Green Bay, and I don't buy that for a second. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be just fine. You know, to me right now, it's not about today. It's about once the season gets going and the team hits adversity. Okay? Once the adversity hits, how do they handle the adversity? Because unless this team goes undefeated, straight onto a Super Bowl, they're going to face adversity. And it's how you get back up off of the mat that will tell people what you are. It's easy to fall down, and it's easy to have success at times. It's the handling of how you fall down and handling of your success as to how you figure out what kind of person you are, what kind of player you are, what kind of leader you are, what kind of character you have. Okay? All of the, if you want to call it the bad blood or whatever it happens to be, whatever you want to label it, is pretty much out of Green Bay, at least out of 1265. So now you got to figure how you're going to start anew and you're going to put it on the right foot. That's all. I'm not worried about it. There's a lot of people worried about, you know, everything Aaron Rodgers does. How many times, Nick, have you seen on Twitter or on Facebook the fist bump between Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur?
A lot.
That's what everybody focused on.
Yep.
You know? Oh, they must be okay. Oh, look at Aaron Rodgers' face. He didn't really want to do that. It's like two guys fist bumping on the sideline. Who cares? If Aaron Rodgers didn't want to be near Matt LaFleur, I mean, you know, it's not like Matt LaFleur held his hand out, chasing him down the sideline, going, come on, buddy, please, please. And Aaron went, okay, whatever, you know. It wasn't like he did that. There's two guys standing on the sideline. Play work. Nice job. Fist bump.
From everything I've heard, Chuck Knoll and Terry Bradshaw didn't particularly care for each other or get along. They won four Super Bowls together
yeah.
and did just fine. I don't think Montana was BFFs with Bill Walsh. A lot of guys on that team didn't love Bill.
No.
He's your coach, not your friend.
But, see, Joe Montana had a way about him. We interviewed Montana years ago back in Phoenix at the Super Bowl. And Montana just had a way about him. I don't know how to put it. it just rolled off his back. I was like, I don't agree with that. Okay, you know. And then Charles Woodson wasn't really a fan of Dom Capers in the beginning, mm-hmm. you know. And then finally things began to click, and he then became a supporter of Dom until down towards the end. It just, you know, Sparky Anderson. I remember years, one of my first big interviews in this business. I sat down and chatted with Sparky Anderson when he was, you know, the manager of the Big Red Machine. He was telling me all the different stories about it. He said, look, Johnny Bench and Pete Rose hated each other's guts. Sparky said, there were guys I didn't like. But once we walked through the door, I knew how to treat a veteran. I let veterans treat themselves a certain way. I let the, you know, the young guys, I govern them. But once we all stepped inside the lines, we were all team, man. It was one for all for one. And that was where the camaraderie needed to be. It didn't need to be off the field. And look, I don't care what your opinion is. As long as you're doing your job, who cares? So, hey, if they want to go beat the hell out of, you know, an Aaron Rodgers doll after the game because they don't like him, that's fine. Or if Aaron Rodgers wants to go throw darts at a Matt LaFleur doll after the game, I don't care. As long as once they're between the lines, there's a lot of respect and they're working for the common goal and they're working together, I don't care.
I read this spring that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have never hung out outside of football.
I believe that. I believe that.
I mean, they're not going to dinner. Are you worried about this? Like, if the product's there on the field?
I'm sure that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have spent many hours in Bill Belichick's office or in the film room together or whatever, one-on-one. I'm sure that's happened. They don't need to say, hey, Giselle and I are having a dinner tonight. Bill, why don't you go pick up some ribs and come on over and, you know, I'll grill them. They don't need to do that. Who cares? I think it's good for teammates, you know, to do that every now and then, specific teammates. But, you know, and every now and then as a leader, whether you like the people or not that you work with, or you know, when you're a team like that, when you, that whole group, you have to invite the whole group. Just everybody's got to get together. And you'll be surprised that every now and then you'll find out something about somebody that you didn't know before that'll bring you a little bit closer together. And I remember, oh God, Darren College, years and years and years ago, he was in Milwaukee with the offensive line and a bunch of guys. And I'd ran into him. He said, yeah, we're all here. We're all going to go to dinner and this and that. And we just started talking. And I said, so at a dinner, he's like, we don't talk any football. It's about kids. It's about colleges. It's about coaches. It's about experiences. It's life. You know, hey, this and that. You know, every now and then we'll talk agents or, you know, about certain things to buy or investments or restaurants or cars or, you know. But it's just usually hunting, fishing, guy stuff, you know, kid stuff, relationship stuff, wife stuff. He said, but then you find out about the guy or the guy that's backing you up, who you may have this friendly rivalry with, but you know the guy's looking over your shoulder to steal your job, you know. But all of a sudden that guy will say, hey, you know, my dad did this, and oh, my dad did that too. And then all of a sudden you find out about some, and then you've got a relationship there. And then all of a sudden you find yourself working with this guy to get him better just in case something happens to you. And it just... things like that happen. So Bill Belichick and Tom Brady don't need to do dinner. Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers don't need to do dinner. Aaron Rodgers, though, as a leader, should probably work with his guys because you want to keep that cohesiveness in the unit. But yeah, I'm not worried about it. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get back into the phone calls. Tim, our buddy in Fredonia. Also, Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette is going to be joining us from PackerNews.com as well. We're going to talk with him about the exact topic. Hang in there. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association. Don't forget, I've been telling you about the unleaded 88. I told you, I filled up with the unleaded 88, stopped at the at Quick Trip. As a matter of fact, I got some cents off because I was going to buy the car wash as well. But if you've got a car that can take unleaded 88, that means it's 2001 or newer. And if you've got a flex fuel vehicle, you know exactly what it is I'm talking about. But if you go to use one of those fuels, you're helping keep money right here in the state of Wisconsin for the Corn Growers Association, the biofuel plants as well. Make sure you know all the facts. We've been telling you about this for a while now. Go get the facts, wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, I got a friend who said, hey, I got a full tractor. Now, I don't know if he's on a farm or whatever, but he uses this full tractor for his property. He's not farming, but he does plant a few things. He's like, can I use that stuff? I said, I have no idea. Go to the website because it's a big tractor. It's not a lawn tractor. It's a big tractor. So I don't know. I don't know if it takes that. So I said, go to wibiofuels.org and see. I couldn't honestly tell you because it would have saved him quite a bit of money if he was using it at his on his property. So go get all the facts. Find out if your car's eligible for some of this stuff. WIBiofuels.org. Hang in there. We're going to have Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette talking some Packers coming up next on The Bill Michael Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
A reminder, coming up on Sunday, September 1st. Sunday, September 1st, if you're a motorcycle rider, please put it on your calendar. Please, it's our motorcycle ride benefiting Fisher House, Wisconsin. The home away from home for military members, veterans, and their families at their time of need. And we can't do enough for them. Please, won't you join us? The way to get signed up is simply by going to Bill Michaels Sports, Bill Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, BillMichaelsSports.com. Go to the events page, and you can find the information right there. It's presented by Bud Light and Concordia University and the Veterans Services Department. We have, as I go to look right now at the countdown clock, 1 day, 23 hours, 20 minutes, and 26 seconds until the pre-registration closes. Now, you can register the day of. You can still show up and register. That's not a problem. But pre-reg is the only way to get the free commemorative ride shirt, and they're not going to be sold or given away the day of. It's because they're made to order. So it's the only way to get the free commemorative shirt, and that is there during the pre-registration. So go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. We've got an amazing day planned. It starts off down in Milwaukee Brewing, and it goes from there. It's also brought to you by some great people, Jeff and his wife, Alicia. I was out at Stoley's Hog Alley this past weekend, and, man, they're great people. It was just packed. Just packed. There were riders. There were families in there for the breakfast on Saturday. And they just got terrific food, so they're a ride. They're a stop on the ride, as a matter of fact, the last one before we go to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. So thanks to them. Also thanks to Sean and the whole gang at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. I can't tell you who, but Sean just texted me today and said, "We've been advertising with you. It's just a small advertisement. Anything we can do for you, you know, and the veterans, please let us know." And some big company had called them and said, "Can you give us a quote?" And when they went in to do their epoxy floors, their polyurea floors, and to do the free painting, by the way, if you've got a garage or something you want to get the garage floor done, they'll paint the garage for free, the inside of the garage. But he said, we got an enormous contract because this guy listens every day. And he said, we can't say thanks enough to the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. So that congratulations to Sean and everybody at epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Call Sean, 262-443-2852. Great people, 262-443-2852, and Sean bought a Harley. He's gonna he went out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson and saw my buddy Craig. He's actually gonna join us on the ride, so even better. Fantastic stuff, and please come out and join us. Please join us. Time now to bring him in, Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing today, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, pal? So it's that time of year again, and on Thursday night, I said, look, the Packers' depth, not bad. Yeah, they had some gaffes. I understand that. DeShone Kizer didn't look good early, looked better in the late in the second quarter of that game. Tim Boyle's got something. I loved what Summers had to say and had to do, and you know, for the most part, it was a preseason game. We got to see some of the depth, and I walked away feeling pretty good. Give me your thoughts.
I feel kind of the same way. I didn't look at all of the positions. You know, it's hard to watch all 22 players. But where I focused on during the game was the front seven on defense and on offense. And, you know, interestingly enough, it came out really easy. made a lot of sense to me why they got rid of Jason Spriggs. Because they got a couple of young kids there that could probably play as good or better than him that he's shown so far in his career here in Green Bay. And I thought the front seven was definitely different than what we've seen. A lot taller, a lot bigger athletes, guys that can move, There's a couple of guys that could be interesting. That Sheldon, number 58, might be something that could be an interesting story as training camp progresses and through the preseason here. So, I came away feeling like, you know, pretty excited. There's a lot of fun things to work at. It'd be interesting to see when the starters show up and they play. But I thought the second string, third string folks really kind of did a nice job.
Looking ahead, now we're going to see the starters play on Thursday night, at least the majority of them, you would assume. Do you expect, because I look, people talk about missed tackles and blocks that might have been missed, and say, look, you're always going to have rust in the first time you see guys hit. I expect to see all the starters, but I don't expect to see the starters play for very long. Do you?
No, I don't think so. I think, if everything's held to be where the league, what everybody else in the league is doing, you won't see the starters play beyond the second quarter, I would think. And I don't even think of the third game. I mean, it looks like right now in the league, a lot of starters, you just aren't going to see a lot of playing time. And that's, you know, you got a lot of money tied up in these guys. And, you know, if Aaron Rodgers were to somehow go down, you know, there's $30 million that just floated out the window for nothing this year. So, I don't expect him to play a whole lot.
What do you think the loss of Oren Burks does to this team?
Well, certainly is going to, you know, now you got to have to, another guy that's going to have to step in there that does not have experience in the system, could be a rookie. So there's a lot of things there that particular injury, you know, certainly causes some issues. Even if they bring another veteran in from on the street, it's still only going to be here for a couple of weeks. You don't really know what, you know, they're not going to know the system. I think what you saw with Summers, for sure, you saw a guy who mastered the defense. You saw him moving around. And that's kind of what you're looking for a young guy in his spot. Is how well is he mentally with the game? Does he have instincts? Certainly closes to the ball very, very well. And I think that he provides a little bit of oomph when a straight line pressing the line. He gets tangled up with blockers a little bit, but I think, you know, he could be a guy. I think that Sheldon, I just spoke about him, I think he might be a good addition in the dime. Played secondary at the beginning of his college career in high school and knows how to cover. He dropped the one interception, but he's not paid to catch the ball. So, you know, I think he's an interesting looking prospect there. That's going to be another spot where, you know, it might be open for a veteran to come in off the street and show that gap.
I was talking a little earlier about Aaron Rodgers and this Matt LaFleur, and everybody's looking into every move, every word, every inflection, everything they do. I don't have any care and concern about it. I think the first time you face adversity will tell you a lot more about the relationship and about how they're working or not working together. Are you concerned about this at all?
It's really a sign of the times, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? I mean,
put it this way, there's nothing else to talk about because there aren't any other superstars on this team. It's just that's the only storyline we can really kind of latch on to until something else happens.
Right, but for real, for me, do I really care if the coach and the quarterback can get along? Maybe 20 years ago, no one would care. In fact, it was people probably liked it if there was a little bit of animosity between the two because it keeps both guys on their toes. But I don't think these guys need to share an apartment in order for them to be a good team. You know, it's going to come down to whether or not they can win. And winning is going to cure all ills. When the Packers were winning a lot, 12's Maltz was pretty quiet. When they were losing and not doing real well, he started chirping. So if they come out of this thing 0-6 to start the season, you can darn well better believe that there's going to be some noise coming from that locker. No doubt about it. If they come out of there 4-2, probably a lot of grins and happy interviews. You know, it's really going to me, it's nonsense. I really, you know, as long as it's professional and they're not throwing each other under the bus in front of the media, then I think then it doesn't matter. But, I mean, it's far too early. Let's go play some games, get through a season, see what happens, evaluate from there. I don't put a lot of – I don't even read the columns about their relationship anymore because I'm so bored with it.
The talent on this team, real quick, at what level would you put them? Are they up there with the ability to win the division with Aaron Rodgers over the Bears, or is this a mid-level team that is going to take a season to get seasoned and then hopefully with the proper personnel moves take the next step next year?
That is a great question. And I'm going to answer it kind of wishy-washy. It doesn't matter. In my humble belief, Aaron Rodgers is, this is might be the one season where Aaron Rodgers play factors less into their win-loss record than ever than any other year that he's been out there. And that's, and this being that their defense is built and designed to carry this offense so that it, the offense can take time to click. Do I think they have a team good enough to win the division? Certainly. Are they going to do it? Probably not. I expect them to be a wild card team and then next year make that step because of the fact that that's going to take a while for that offense to click. I mean, it's no, it's just the way it is. It doesn't, it's not going to happen on week one. But that defense could and should be ready on week one. And they spent the money in the offseason. They acquired the players to bolster that defense, to get that defense to be playing at a high level so they don't have to completely rely on 12 all the time. And like I said, they could be a 10-win ball club, 11-win ball club, but it's going to be less determined on the play of 12 and more determined on that defense. If that defense comes together and plays anything like it did last year with the new faces, they should be just fine.
Always good, my friend. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, enjoy.
All right, buddy.
Welcome to the ride.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, pal. Looking forward to it. Yeah, we're going to talk to, appreciate it. We're going to talk to Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette all season long. He'll be joining us back again. So as we continue our Packers coverage, don't forget Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. Mike Clemens will be live in Green Bay coming about 25, 30 minutes from now as well. Hang in there for that. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Cousin Subs, where they've been grilling them up hot for over 45 years, including that terrific pepperoni melt. The Bill Michaels, extra mayo, extra cheese, you're good to go. Stop in and get one today, or just go to CousinSubs.com. There's even delivery available at select locations. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Tim and Fredonia coming up next as well. Hang in there. We've got more right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Budweiser and Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, reminding you that the Milwaukee Rally is almost upon us. For all the events going on, if you're a motorcycle rider, maybe coming into town, for those of you outside of the Milwaukee area, hell, for everybody inside the Milwaukee area for that matter as well. Starting on Thursday, the 29th, the Milwaukee Rally goes all the way through to Labor Day, 29th, 30th, 31st, 1st, and 2nd. And if you're coming into town, you want to see the entire lineup of what's going on in the area, go to MilwaukeeRally.com. That's MilwaukeeRally.com. It gives you all the bands, all the dealerships that are involved. Those are the official dealerships and stops. Also, a reminder coming up on the 31st, a big event out at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. The band Jackal is in town. Jesse James Dupree and the whole gang, they're going to be there rocking the stage. Coming up on Saturday night, August 31st, all a part of the Milwaukee Rally. For all the details, go to MilwaukeeRally.com, officially sponsored by the official beer of the rally. That is Budweiser and Bud Light, and also the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Talking Packers football, Tim is in Fredonia. Tim, how you doing, buddy? What's going on, man?
Billy, what's going on, my man?
What's happening?
Hey, I'm going to ask you a question, Bill, and I'm going to follow up with another one.
Yeah.
Bill, here's the thing. The media, it seems to me they just want to fuel, and they're just waiting for, you know, for LaFleur to bat an eyelash the other way or an eyebrow, and then that's gonna. They're just like waiting for an argument. They cannot wait to report on that, in my opinion. And I just think they're trying to fuel something that really isn't there. And LaFleur hasn't even coached an NFL regular season down yet, and they're kind of hoping that something happens so they have something to write about. Is that a fair assessment, Bill, or am I off base on that?
No, they're looking for something, whether it's cohesiveness and kumbaya or something to blow up. But they're looking, really, I mean, look at it this way. The only story in camp, other than maybe an injury or something, because there hasn't been any controversy, there hasn't been any other than maybe when the Texans came to town and you had, you know, Sensenberger get hit. Other than that, there hasn't been anything. So everybody believes, if you believe the stories and sensational story that came out in the offseason about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers organization and Mike McCarthy and everything went on, then you are waiting to see if indeed he is a coach killer or not. And that's what the national media is looking for. We are looking for this team to get better. We're looking to see what stories we should be covering when it comes to players that are actually going to excel and help this team get back on top of the NFC North. I mean, that's what we're kind of focused on, but I'm not focused on Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur.
Me neither. And it's just a guy, like I said, a guy that even coached an NFL regular season down yet, Bill. And my next question is it me, Billy, you too, do you feel the same way? Is there just not the same sense of excitement for this year's Packer team because everybody's in a wait-and-see mode, or is it because they missed the playoffs 2 years
that,
in a
row? You know what? Here's the thing. I appreciate the phone call, Tim, as always. Two things, and I'll talk about this with Paul Emig when we come back. One is, 2 years without the postseason, you're not excited about it. There's not a legitimate Super Bowl title hope this year. There's hope, but there's not a legitimate Super Bowl title hope that you're better, you're the best in the NFC. And the second thing being, exactly what you said. Everybody's like sitting back with their arms folded as a Packer fan right now going, I'm a Packer fan, I'm not rooting for anybody else, but show me something. You got a new head coach. People don't even know to believe in him yet or not. They're just waiting to find out. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.